Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for February 12th, 2018. I'm your host, Stephen Hall. First up, a report from Bloomberg this morning detailed some features of Google's forthcoming Android P release. The latest major revision of the mobile operating system will reportedly deliver a visual redesign, better support for devices with iPhone X and Essential Phone-like displays, and tighter assistant integration. While deeper assistant support and better support for notches might be expected, the revamped UI sounds like it could mean the biggest overhaul for Android's design since the introduction of material design with Android Lollipop. Bloomberg says the Android P will deliver a, quote, dramatic redesign, end quote, in an effort to, quote, persuade more iPhone users to switch. Interestingly, we heard about Material Design 2 earlier this month via a Chromium commit, which could very well be this same revamp. Next up, we reported today on shady promotional practices that Huawei is using to get positive reviews for the Mate 10 Pro on its Best Buy page. In a private Facebook group, the company is asking for positive Best Buy reviews in exchange for a chance to be one of a few beta testers of the phone. The end result was hundreds of fake reviews on the Mate 10 Pro's listing, giving it 5 stars, which is clearly against Best Buy's guidelines for product reviews. The kicker here is that the phone isn't even released yet, so all these reviews praising the phone and Huawei's other products are simply from users hoping to get a free phone. Finally, IDC is out today with sales estimates for the Google Pixel. According to the research firm's quarterly mobile phone tracker, Google Pixel sales doubled in 2017 to 3.9 million units. That's not shabby for such a new entry to the smartphone market, but it's clearly minuscule compared to the total 1.5 billion market size. Fortunately, however, Google clearly has nothing to worry about when it comes to competition with the phone from the former Android creator Andy Rubin. IDC's numbers today say that the Essential phone sold less than 90,000 units in 2017. Read these stories and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Pocket Casts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday.